This is an oral history recording with General Michael W. Hagee, H-A-G-E-E, by Dr. Fred Allison, in the Commandant's Office at Pentagon. Good morning, sir. How are you today?
Great, thank you.
I'd like to start the interview sort of looking at some of the early...
To me, that was a big event of 2006.
Oh, really? The Haditha thing?
That could have been horrific for the Marine Corps if we had not handled that correctly.
Another My Lai.
Or another Abu Ghraib.
Yeah.
We did an all-day Saturday drill there in Washington. I hired a small company, and I said, I want you to come up with a scenario that would be catastrophic, public relation-wise, for the Marine Corps. And we spent the entire day working through that. Okay, how do we respond to such a thing? At the end of the day, it was a long day, it was a hard day. At the end of the day, we actually came up with a playbook. If something like this happens, this is what we're going to do and how we're going to handle it. There was a month or so there, maybe 60 days. It was bad. It was worldwide news.
Yeah.
I had friends sending me articles from German newspapers, French newspapers, Japanese newspapers. It was worldwide. I gave interviews to everyone. I talked with anyone. I found out that there were pictures taken. I saw them. I was absolutely committed to not letting this happen to the Marine Corps. The press never got, unlike Abu Ghraib, they never
got the pictures. They got the pictures. That was what's bad about Abu Ghraib.
And yeah. I learned from that. So,
pictures.
They did not get the pictures. Those pictures today have still not been seen. I'm quite proud of that.
Where are they?
I'm not telling you.
Okay.